奉主耶稣的圣名，在这边问候在座的所有弟兄姐妹。
Hallelujah! In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I greet you all.
好，我们很感谢神有这样的机会呢，一起在这边聚集来敬拜神，学习他的道理。
And thank God for giving me this opportunity that we can be here to study the words of God and to learn together.
好，我们按照教会的安排哈，那今天晚上呢，就用这一节跟大家一起来学习，一起来分享。诗篇当中的一些神的话。
And through the planning of church, I would like to use the book of Psalms to share with you all.
好，我们每一天呢，事实上每一天我们都在吃东西，都在 taste 啊，都在尝很多的东西。
And indeed, every day we taste different many things.
不只是用我们的观感，然后用嘴巴尝，也用我们的心在尝很多的事情。
Not only we taste with our tongue, but we also taste with our heart.
好，那在诗篇里面呢，我们刚刚在我们应该是我们这个礼拜的读经进度34篇第八节，特别讲到了这样的一个动作。
And then also according to our Bible study schedule, that we're studying the book of Psalms, and we're in book Psalms of 34.
对，诗篇34篇的第八节。
Psalms chapter 34:8。
34篇的第八节。
Psalm chapter 34:8。
好，你们要尝尝主恩的滋味，便知道他是美善的，投靠他的人有福了。
Eat, O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in Him.
好，那今天我们的题目呢，就用这节跟大家一起来分享。
And the topic tonight is from this verse, and I would like to share with you.
好，我们也求神的灵哈，亲自带领我们，让我们一起来学习。
And also may the Spirit of God will guide us so that we can learn together.
好，那这边告诉我们哈，这边作诗的人说要尝尝主恩的滋味。
So the psalmist tells us that we have to taste and see the Lord is good.
我们所敬拜的神哈是一个灵。
For this God that we worship is spirit.
我们都是要用心灵跟诚实来敬拜他。
We have to worship God in spirit and in truth.
所以这边告诉我们的尝尝主恩的滋味哈，不是用我们的这个。味觉要去尝的意思。
So here it says when you have to taste the Lord is good, it doesn't mean that we have to taste with our tongue.
也是很明显的告诉我们，我们要用心去尝主恩呐。
Rather, we have to taste the grace of God with our heart.
那用心怎么样来尝主恩
？So how do we taste God's grace with our heart?
好，我们很简单的方式就是借着祷告来尝主恩呐。
And one simple way is to pray and use prayer to taste the grace of God.
大家如果我们现在在读诗篇哈，从诗篇里面整卷来看呢，其实它就是一个祷告的内容。
So if you look at the entire book of Psalms, the contents of Psalms is prayer.
对，这里面的内容包括个人的祷告，也包括团体的祷告。
And the prayer consisting of a personal prayer, also a prayer as a group.
根据统计，有中文的哈，中文的统计呢。全篇诗篇哦，单单就是求你哈，求你出现了335次在这个诗篇里面。
So in the entire book of Psalms, and the phrase to ask of you appears 355 times.
对对对。然后呢，这335次里面呢，有257呢是在大卫写的诗篇里面。
And among 335 times, there were 257 times that were written by David.
对，诗篇事实上就是作诗的人用心灵跟诚实向神祷告的一个，应该说我们它很像一个很好的范本呐、
啊。So these psalms use provide a standard of prayers for us.
好，我们会发现说，作诗的人就是说用祷告呢，能够在神面前用祷告求神是最大的恩典。
So men use prayer to ask the grace from God.
对，神也赐给人呢有这样的权利。
And God also gave men this right to do so.
因为呢，诗篇告诉我们哦，我们可以在神的面前倾心吐意pour out your heart.
And because the psalm tells us that we can pour our hearts before God.
所以犹太人对诗篇，他们来说的话，他们称呼诗篇像是一个祷告的文章。
So the Jews regard the book of Psalms as a passage of prayers.
对，你会看到整本圣经其他的书多半都是神跟人说话。
Usually the rest of the Bible was referring to what God told man.
对，只有在诗篇你会发现很多在许多的这整篇整本里面多半是人向神祷告。
But in the book of Psalms, you mostly record how men pray to God.
所以这也当成我们作为信徒作为 门徒作为信徒的祷告的一个模范。
So as a believer, the book of Psalms is a sample for us to of prayer.
所以今天哈，我们要用祷告方面，我们从诗篇看祷告来尝尝主恩。
So today we look at this book of Psalms and try to taste the grace of God.
其实祷告哈，我们弟兄姐妹大家都会。
And obviously, all of us know how to pray.
我们也都知道在祷告的时间、祷告的地点，大家都非常的，大家在信仰生活上面都已经学习到了。
And we know where to pray and when to pray.
然后我们祷告的态度，我相信大家的态度也都是很正确的一个态度。
And I'm sure you all hold a right attitude in prayer.
好，今天我们用诗篇来看说，那我们在什么样的事情上祷告
？So today we'll look at under what circumstance shall we pray?
很多人的回答都会说啊，我生病的时候一定祷告。
So most people say when we are sick, then we'll pray to God.
但是我们啊，我遇到困难，我一定祷告。
When we encounter difficulties, then we'll pray to God.
啊，所以我们把祷告当成一种就是求神的方式哈。
So
解决问题的方式。
So we treat prayer as a way to resolve our problems.
对。可是呢，你会看到哦，在诗篇里面哈、哦，作诗的人不是只有这样子而已、哦。
But in the book of Psalms, those psalmists they don't pray just like that.
我们看作诗的人哈、哦，在哪些事情上面来祷告、来祈祷
？Let's study these psalmists. Under what circumstance do they pray?
来，我们首先看大卫哈、哦，是因为大卫写的诗最多。大卫写了一篇最长的一篇诗哈、哦，也就是诗篇的139篇。
So we'll look at one of David's prayer, one of his longest prayer, which is Psalm 137.
对，139我们还没有读到了，不过再过几个礼拜就会看到哈、哦，诗篇的139篇。
Even though we are not there yet, but in a few weeks we will get there in Psalm 137.
139篇呢，你会看到诗篇的139篇里面哈、哦，总共有176节。
I'm sorry, it's Psalm 139.
139，139篇。
Psalm 139.
好，在这么长的一个经节，在这么长的一个篇数里面呢，我们稍微把它分段一下。
So it's such a long chapter. Let's divide them into sections.
我们看到139篇第一节到第六节哈，这边作诗的人大卫知道，特别写说神是一个无所不知的神。
So in Psalm chapter 1 to 6, it regards God as the one who knows everything.
好，然后七节到第十二节呢，讲的就是神是无所不在的神。
And from verse 7 to 8, it talks about God as in He's everywhere.
好，然后呢，139篇里面呢，13节到18节讲的是神是无所不能的神。
And verse 13 to 18, it describes God as a God who can do everything.
对，然后从19节到24节，你看哈、哦，讲的是整个从讲的说神是看一切无所不察的神。
And from 19 to 24, it's God is the one who can examine everything.
所以在大卫的心里面呢，在他向神这位神祷告的时候，他已经先认知刚才我们讲的那些神是无所不知，神是无所不在，神是全能的神，神是全面看的神。
So when David wrote the psalm, he already recognized that God is the one who knows everything, who's everywhere, and he can do everything, and he can search everything at the same time.
也就是说，所有的人，任何人，包括我们在内，都可以在神面前向他倾心吐意啊。
It means that everyone, including us, we can pour our hearts before God.
而且可以凡事交托啊。
And we can give everything to God.
这是我们在跪下祷告之前要学大卫。首先要认知这一点。
So before we pray, we have to be like David to recognize this God of ours.
今天我们双膝跪下向天上的神祷告的时候，我们是不是真的真的全然相信他是无所不能、无所不知、无所不在的神
？So today, before we kneel down, do we truly understand that this God that we pray to is He knows everything, He's everywhere, and He can do everything?
对，还是我们对他这样的相信只有80%而已？
Or do we only know him of his 80% of his capability?
还是只有20%而已
？Or maybe only a 20%？
这个要问自己哦。
So that's something you have to ask yourself.
所以当我们在跪下祷告的时候，这几点要先有认知，像大卫这样子。
So before we kneel down and pray, we have to first understand this.
这样我们才能够倾心吐意啊 ，pour out our heart 哈 ，pour out our heart.
And by knowing this, then we can pour out our heart before God.
啊，不然的话呢，我们没有办法倾心吐意哦，不可能做到。
Without acknowledge that we are not able to pour our heart before God.
就好像我们如果不太相信这个人，我们会讲我们心里话吗？不太会啦。
Just the same way, if you're not trusting the person before you, will you tell him or her everything?
对，如果我们不信任这个人的能力， 达到一定程度，我们不会告诉他我的全部的困难在哪里，不是吗？
If we don't believe this person has the capability of doing certain things, then we will not give our job to him.
所以说哈，所以我们这样要有这样的一个先，首先要有这样的观念哈，要有这样的信仰观念，才能够在神面前倾心吐意、全然交托，才能够说得出来了。
So we have to have this concept before God, then we can pour ourselves before Him.
好，我们看诗篇，我们今天都集中在诗篇哈。
Let's turn to Psalms.
Psalms, okay. 诗篇的第九篇。
Psalms chapter 9.
我看前面一点的九篇的第十节。
Chapter 9 verse 10.
好，这边看到了哦。第九篇第十节这边说：“主啊，认识你名的人要依靠你，因为你没有离弃寻求你的人。”
Chapter 9 verse 10. And those who know your name will put their trust in you, for you, Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you.
好，在这边做事人也是讲的非常的直接，非常的干脆。认识你名的人就会依靠你。
So the psalmist said, "Those who know your name will surely trust in you."
好，我们反过来看哈。今天我们有时候不太全然依靠神，也许我们还不太认识主的名哈。
So look at the other side that if we don't fully trust in Him, maybe because we don't fully know His name.
对，今天如果我们全然认识主的名，就要依靠他，因为呢，这位主呢从来没有离弃哦，注意这个动词，没有离弃寻求他的人。
If we truly know God's name, then we will put their complete trust in Him, because God had never forsaken anyone.
哦，今天我们都在寻求神。
And today we are all seeking for God.
寻求他帮助我们，寻求他帮助我们解决问题。
We seek for His help and seek for Him to solve our problems.
在这节告诉我们说，他不会离弃寻求他的人。
And here it tells us that God will never forsake those who seek after Him.
哦，有时候是我们先离弃了神。不是我们，不是他离弃我们，哈。
But most of the time, we are the one who first forsake him, not the other way around.
对，所以在我们的信仰，在我们的祷告生活当中，我们首先这几点要先认知，哈。
So in our life of prayer, we have to first understand.
好，然后我们再来看说这个诗人呢，作诗的人在哪些事情上面向神来祷告。
So let's look at these psalms. Under what do they pray for?
对，首先我们看诗篇119篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 119.
诗篇的119篇。
Psalm 119.
119篇的第十二节。
Chapter 119, verse 12.
诗篇119篇的第十二节。
Psalm chapter 119, verse 12.
主啊，你是应当称颂的，求你将你的律例教训我。
Verse 12, Blessed are you, O Lord, teach me your statutes.
我们看到119篇也是非常的长哈。
And you know that Psalm 119 is also one of the longest Psalms.
119篇总共也是176节。
It has a total of 176 verses.
好，那这里面呢，我们看到这里面呢讲的都是在祈求神的祷告的言语。
And these are all words that in prayers.
我们刚刚读的那第十二节哈，可以把它总括说这整篇代表什么？就是要求你将你的律例教训我。
So in this verse, it almost can summarize the entire chapter, which is to ask God to teach him their statutes.
我们看到大卫哈，这位作诗的人，他首先要求的就是说，神啊，你要将你的典章律例教训我。
So the first thing that David ever asked is to ask God to teach him his laws and statutes.
我们这样的祷告。很少会出现在我们的祷告生活当中。
And this kind of prayer seldom happen in our lives.
换句话，今天的用今天比较现代的话，也就是说，主啊，求你把你圣经里面的道理教训我。
So in modern terms, you would ask God and said, Lord, please teach me the teachings from the Bible.
好，这样的祷告我们很少在神的面前跪下来这样做了。
And we hardly kneel down before God and ask God to teach His words to us.
因为我们不觉得它的重要性哈。
Because we didn't think that was important.
对，我们也不觉得它的急迫性。
And we don't think it was urgent.
但是你看，作诗的人哈，大卫呢，他首先叫神说：“你一定要把你的言语教训我啊。”
But David, the psalmist, the first thing he said and asked is to ask God to teach him his statutes.
好，诗人想要什么？作诗人想要明白神的话。
Because he wanted to understand the words of God.
119篇105节非常有名的一段经节。
So in the same chapter, verse 105, and this is one of the well-known verse.
对，我们看荧幕就可以了哈。105节就是什么？是我脚前的灯，是我路上的光。
So verse 105 is that your word is the lamp to my feet and the light to my path.
换句话，如果神的话没有被教训在我的心里面的时候，我没有办法有脚前的灯、路上光照明我的方向。
So what it says is, without the words of God, there won't be light to our path.
今天要把神的话当灯、当光的话，我们必须要神的话在我们心里面指引我们。
So if you want to use the light of God to lighten our path, then first you have to have the words of God to guide you.
有时候在我们信仰生活上，我们会常常说：“哎呀，我遵行不了神的话，因为我都记不住。”
A lot of times we say, "I don't even remember the words of God. How can I walk on His words?"
我会忘记。
I often forget.
忘记的时候，当我们遇到事情，我们会拿不出来哦。
And because we don't remember, we forget. When we encounter difficulties, we couldn't bring up the words of God.
学生为什么考试考不好？
So why would a student not able to get good scores?
明明就有读书，可是忘记了，答案做不出来。
They might have studied, but they did not remember. That's why they were not able to write down the answers.
来到我们的信仰生活，我们的信仰生活也是一段一段的考试。
And in our spiritual life, our faith consists of many steps of tests.
答案在哪里？答案就在这本圣经，就在神的话里面。
And where are the answers? All the answers are from the Bible.
如果神的话没有在我的心里面记住的话，我怎么样去行得出来？行不出来的哈。
If you don't remember the words of God, or if you don't have the words of God in your heart, how can you walk on the word of God?
所以学诗人哈，学这个作诗的大卫，把神的话呢教训我放在心里面。
So we should learn from the psalmist and ask God to teach the words of God in our hearts.
好，我们看诗篇119篇111节都很好记的哈，119的111。
So let's look further, verse 111.
好，给大家一起，我们一起来分享这一节哈。
So let's share this verse together.
大家可以把它记起来哈。119的111，我以你的法度为永远的产业，因为这是我心里所喜爱的。
And 119 verse 11, 111, your testimonies I have taken as an heritage forever, for they are the rejoicing of my heart.
我们再一次看到这个作诗的大卫呢，对神的话。已经到，这是我的产业，这是我的心中所喜爱。也就是说，他把神的话当成他生活当中最重要的事情。
So here the psalmist said that the word of God has become a heritage for him forever. It means that this is something the most important in his life.
好，也就是说呢，要把神的话终日不断哦，不断的在我的心里面一直反复的 meditate 哈、哦、思想。
So that's why what he says is that they have to use the words of God and meditate them day and night.
原因在哪里？
And what's the reason behind this?
来，也是一样，119篇的第十一节。
In the same chapter, 119 verse
11. 好，119篇的第十一节。
Chapter 119 verse 11.
我将你的话藏在心里面，免得我得罪你啊。
Your word I have hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you.
好，非常重要的一段经节哈。今天我们常常在信仰生活上面得罪神，其实就是我们常常在，也就是我们的心里面哈，没有藏着神的话了。
And today we often sin against God. It's simply because we don't have the words of God in our heart.
我们心里面没有藏着神的话呢，对神的话就不会敏感了。
If we don't have the words of God hidden in our heart, then we will not be sensitive to words.
我们一旦不敏感，就不会觉得自己犯罪了。
If we're not being sensitive to the words of God, then we will be easily sinned.
所以要学诗人。
So that's why we have to be like the psalmist.
对，十一节哈，要求神将你的话藏在我心里，免得我得罪你。
And ask God to have His words hidden in our heart.
我们可以看到哈，诗人在为了要让神的话藏在他的心里面，装在他的心里面，为这样的事情摆在祷告里。
So we can see the psalmist, he put this request in his prayer.
好，我们看到在这里面哈，一一九篇里面总共七次哦，大卫用七次哦去求神说把你的话放在教训在我的心里面。
So in this chapter 119, Psalmist David had said seven times about teaching his God's statutes in his heart.
这样他就可以明白。
So he can understand.
他就可以思想。
And he can meditate.
他就可以遵行。
And he can follow the word. 好，
因为如果没有神的话在我们心里面哈，后面这几个都做不到的哈。
So without the words, with God's word in our heart, then we cannot do any of these things.
因为我们心是空的。
Because our heart will be empty.
没有神的话，却充满了世界的话，那就比较麻烦了哈。
So without the word of God in our heart, then our heart will be filled with the things of the world.
但是呢, 有时候我们会觉得很没有力，无力啊，无力去这样做啊。
But most of the time we felt weak and not able to do so.
最简单，圣经打开来就想睡觉啊。
And whenever we open the Bible, we just want to doze off.
既然圣经打开来觉得说读不太下去啊。
And if you open the Bible, you just couldn't read on.
要什么？要放在祷告里了。
And if that's the case, then you have to put this in your prayer.
好像诗人一样，求神把他的话放在我们的心里面，哈。Just
like a psalmist, to pray and ask God's word to be hidden in our heart.
好，那再下来呢？我们看看这个作诗人又要求什么？So
what's the next thing the psalmist pray for?
哎，跟我们大家都很像，要求神医治他的病。And
it's just like what we do. We ask God to heal our sicknesses.
我们看在诗篇里面很多地方，作诗人。 都生病了，所以他向神呼求呢，求神医治他。
So the psalmist just like us, whenever they were sick, they prayed to God and asked God to heal them.
好，但是呢，我们看在诗篇里面，我发现这样的情况发生的时候，作诗人都说是因为我得罪了神，所以生病。
But the psalmist, when they do pray for heal the sickness, they often first say that it was my sin, it was my wrongdoing that caused me to be sick.
好，因为神的管教，因为神的惩罚，使诗人呢，落入了疾病当中。
And because of their sin, and God disciplined them, and that's why they were sick.
好，所以说我们看到诗人也为这样的事情在祷告。
So we can see the psalmist also pray for their own health.
好，甚至他们非常严重的时候。 你会看到他们向神说：“我终日叹气啊，没有办法恢复啊。”对这样的事情，他非常的困扰。So
even some psalmists say that I moan all day and I'm worried all day.
哦，我们会看到说，他说因为什么？因为我得罪了你啊，所以变成今天这个样子啊。And
but they said that they confessed that because they had sinned against God. That's the reason why it happened.
好，我们挑一节出来看哈，我们挑诗篇的41篇。
So we'll pick one verse, which is Psalm chapter 41.
来，41篇的第3到4节。
Psalms chapter 41, verse 3 to 4.
3到4节。
3 to 4.
他病重在榻。 主必扶持他，他在病中，你必给他床铺床。第四节，我曾说，主啊，求你怜恤我，医治我，因为我得罪了你啊。Verse
3, the Lord will strengthen him on the bed of illness. You will sustain him on his sick bed. I said, Lord, be merciful to me, heal my soul, for I have sinned against you.
好，来，今天我们哈，因为生病祈求，向神祈求，这个绝对是对的，没有问题。
So it is right to pray to God when you're sick.
可是我们在第四节，大家注意看，我们第四节常常会少一段话。But
very often we lack this phrase in our prayer.
我们会说，主啊，求你连续我，医治我。We
often ask, Lord, please have mercy on me, heal me.
我们会常常少了最后那一句话，因为我得罪了你啊。But
we often forget this phrase, for I have sinned against you.
这是大卫，在他的祷告。 诗篇里面呢，这样子向神坦诚啊。And
this is David when he prayed to God and asked him for to heal him, and this is what he said to God.
所以今天我们在疾病上面、身体上遇到疾病的话，其实我们有时候真的也要这样来向神祷告。So
today, if we're sick, then we should also pray to God in such manner.
好，我们要先想到是不是我真的得罪了神。We
first have to think of ourselves that we actually sin against God.
好，神用疾病来提醒我，我的罪在哪里。
And God used my sicknesses to remind me where my sin was.
哦，但是大家不用担心，因为三到四节里面告诉我们说，神必扶持他，神必扶持我。But
don't worry, because God in verse 3 says God will surely straighten him and sustain him.
哦，而且在病中哦，病中哦，他要替你铺床。So nice 啊，非常好。
So even though when you're sick, He will sustain you on your sick bed.
所以当我们在祷告当中哈，会尝到主的恩典，就在这里。
So in our prayer, that's how we are able to taste the grace of God.
虽然在病痛当中,
even though we are sick,
但是我们可以尝到, 可以感受到神为我们铺床的那种 comfort, 那种舒适。
But we're able to taste and feel that the comfort from God.
虽然病还没有好,
even though we are not healed,
但是我们用这样的心情, 用这样的心下去, 呈现给他, 呈现我们的祷告, 神必医治了。
But we have this mentality in our prayer, God will surely heal us.
好，第三个我们再来看呢, 苦难中诗人哦, 在苦难中哀求神啊。
And the third point is that the psalmist prayed to God in the midst of difficulties.
对, 我们看约伯是一个很好的例子，约伯记十四章第一节，感谢我们不用翻，约伯记十四章第一节，他约伯已经讲了人的日子是非常短少的。
So even Job was a very good example. In Job chapter 14, verse 1, he said that life is short.
对，然后有很多的患难哦。
And days are short, and there are many tribulations.
到了新约，保罗也是这样讲。
And even in the New Testament, Paul also said the same thing.
保罗一样说，我们进入神的国呢，必须经历许多艰难。
Paul said, if we want to enter the heavenly kingdom, we will surely face much suffering.
他甚至说，我们受患难是已经命定的啦。
And he even said that it is predestined for us to suffer.
那所以从诗篇里面我们可以看得出来，事实上诗人在很多时候呢，遇到了苦难都向神祈求哀求啊。
So in the book of Psalms, a lot of psalmists pray to God when they encounter tribulations.
我们看到诗篇的作者有时候都是遇到了真的急难，真的那种 urgency 那种不是病痛哦，真的是困难，然后向神来祈求。
And we can see a lot of psalmists when they meet their emergency, they pray to God for help.
我们看到大卫最好的一个例子。
And David was the best example.
大卫被扫罗追杀的那个日子，那个。我们应该说，用现在的话来说的话，是真的是不是人过的生活。
And those days when David was being chased by Saul, those were the hard days for him.
他自己像狗一样逃来逃去的。
And he was like a dog running away.
对，每个人看到他都想要打他。
Whoever sees him wanted to attack him.
在诗篇里面，我们处处会看到，在大卫那个时候所写出来向神祷告的祷告词。
And we can see the sufferings that David had encountered, and he wrote all of these in the Psalms.
但是在大卫的祷告词当中，你会看到他总是一直相信这位神一定会救我。
But in his Psalms, you will realize that he believed that one day God will save me.
对，所以他持续不断的祷告。
So that's why he prayed consistently.
他持续不断的哀求。
And he asked for help consistently.
对，这点呢，有时候是我们所缺乏的。
And that is something that we are lack of.
我们有时候在祷告当中，希望能够很快速的完成。
In a prayer, we hope that God will answer our prayer quickly.
我们甚至会把它开始数字化。我祷告了两个月，我祷告了十次，我祷告了一年，我这样我的困难应该要解决才对呀。
And we often frame our prayer in a period, and hope God will answer our prayer in a certain time.
两个月之后，十次之后，我就算了，因为呢，这个神好像不会听我祷告呢。我的困难一直在我前面。
And we said maybe I'll pray for 2 months or a few weeks. If God does not hear my prayer, answer my prayer, and that's it.
但是我们反过来看，大卫在诗篇里面，他不停不断哦，不断，不论什么样的状况，就算困难人在前面。他仍然充满了信心，向天上的神祈求拯救。
But if you look at David, even though he encountered difficulties, he prayed continuously, nonstop, and asking God for help.
这一点有时候是我们现在缺乏的。
And this is something we lack of today.
因为我们现在常常会把信仰当成一种快速完成的工作。
Because we want our prayer or faith to be something to be fulfilled quickly.
对。这样的心态也会带进我们的祷告当中，觉得说我祷告呢也要快速完成我想希望神帮我完成的事。
And even for our prayer, we hope that our prayer will finish quickly so that God will finish our task.
这样反而挡住了神对我们在身上要行的旨意。
And because we put a time frame in this prayer, it stops or hinders God to fulfilling His will.
我们看大卫在经历这样被扫罗追杀的那段时间之后，对神的祈求之后，我们看大卫自己有改变了。
You can see that when Saul was going after David, and David was praying for a long time, and after these two incidents, you can see David had changed dramatically.
我们看到神在大卫身上的旨意呢，陆陆续续完成了。
And you can see David, God has fulfilled His will in David.
对，是的，大卫还是犯过很多的错误。
Even though it's true that David sinned many times,
但是我们会看到大卫在圣经里面被列为呢合神心意的大卫。
But in the Bible, David is regarded as the one who knows the will of God, who knows the heart of God.
今天的我们也是这样子。
And today it's the same for us.
是的，我们会犯错。
Even though we sin,
我们会遇到困难。
will encounter difficulties.
但是这一切都有神的旨意存在。
But all of these are the will of God.
就是要让我们像大卫一样合神心意啊。
So that we can be like David, to be someone who is who knows the heart of God.
时间没有训练到，我们就不够成熟。
If the time is not up, then we are not mature enough.
训练的次数不够多，就不会成熟。
If you're not being trained enough time, then you will not be able to pass.
好，那今天我们在祷告当中，我们就要把这样的祈求呢，也一样放在我们祷告当中。
So that's why we have to put this in our prayer and ask God to train us.
因为这样子，我们才能够尝到主的恩典。
By doing so, we can taste the grace of God.
我们才会去 appreciate 去感谢说神让我们遭遇的事情。
Then we can will be able to appreciate the things that God has put on our life.
好，我们再先来看这个诗人还有什么东西要放在祷告里。
So what else did the psalmist pray for?
来，一样到诗篇一三九篇。
Let's take a look at Psalm 139.
一三九篇。
Psalm 139.
二三到二十四节。
First 23 to 24.
对，诗篇的一三九篇二十三到二十四节。
Psalm 139, verse 23 to 24.
二三节，主啊，神啊，求你鉴察我心呐、啊，鉴察我知道我的心思，试炼我知道我的意念。第二十四节， 24. 看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路啊。
23. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxieties. 24. And see if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting.
139篇呢是大卫的诗。
And this psalm is also written by David.
好，139篇第一节，我们看到第一节大卫怎么说。
So this is let's look at verse 1.
主啊，你已经鉴察我，认识我了。
O Lord, you have searched me and known me.
好，接着他又讲到说，他又讲到说，他对神的认识，以及神也认识他。
So he says that he knows God and God knows him too.
这样的祷告，这样的对话，其实值得我们去真的去学习哦。
And this is a prayer that we should learn from.
好，今天我们在祷告当中，我们跪下来，我们会不会跟神说，神啊，你已经认识我了？
So today, when we pray to God, do we say, "Lord, you know me"?
你已经鉴察我了。
And you have already searched me.
好，我们好像很我们很少把这样内容带进祷告里，哈。
We hardly pray like that.
好，我们今天用诗篇来用像大卫这样来学，像大卫的祷告一样，我们跟他学习。
So today we have to be like David and pray to God in such manner.
好，因为我们看到说，神如果鉴察了大卫，神如果认识了大卫，要帮大卫完成他的事情就很快了。
So if God already searched David and know David, it would be very easy for God to fulfill His will on David.
反过来，我们什么？我们就会全心全意去依靠这位已经鉴察我们的神。
And in the same way, we will be completely trust in our God.
因为神，你知道我。
Because God already know me.
你已经鉴察过我。
And God already searched me.
好，所以说在祷告当中要加上这个。加上要为这样的事情祷告，求神鉴察我，试炼我。
So this is something we have to add in the prayer. Search me, O God, and know my heart.
这段算是在大卫祷告当中非常重要的一段哈。
And this is one of the most important aspects in David's prayer.
我们会说鉴察。今天如果我们大家出去买东西，我们都会很仔细的检查嘛哈。
So here it says, "Search me," or can say, "Examine." So when you buy something today, you will first do your cross-examination.
好，要用这样的心情哦。
So you have to use the same mentality in prayer.
好，今天神一样用贵重的代价来买了我们哦。
Today God has purchased us with a great price.
他不希望买到一个假的嘛，哈。
He wouldn't want to buy something that is not genuine.
对，今天我们去买东西也怕买到假的，东看西看，一直翻，就怕是假的嘛，也是一样道理。
So the same way, today when you buy something, we hope to buy something that's worth it, it's genuine.
好，我们甚至会上网了去 search, 去查一下说，哎，这个东西这样子是真的吗？
So even before we buy, we'll go online and search and look at the reviews and look at the background.
今天对我们已经用重价买我们的神，也要这个样子。
So today God has purchased us with a great price, so He has to do the same.
所以大卫愿意把这样的祷告内容放在祷告里面。
So David was willing to put this aspect into his prayer.
神啊，我是你重价买的，你也要 search 我，也要鉴察我。
Lord, you purchased me with a great price. Please search me, examine me.
知道我的心是真的 出离哈，真的信靠你。
And to search me, examine me, to know that my heart is truly trusting you.
对，知道我的心思意念。
And to try my thoughts and my anxieties.
看看有没有，看看我的心里面有没有恶行啊。
And to search my heart and see if there is any wicked ways.
这是大卫。
And this is how David prayed.
今天我们也要这样。
Today we have to pray the same.
主啊，在我祷告当中，你也要 search 我，也要检查我。
Lord, in my prayer, in our prayer, we have to ask God to search us and examine us.
因为有时候连我自己都不知道我的心里面有没有恶行啊。
Sometimes we don't even know if we have any wicked ways in our hearts.
好，一些隐藏的罪恶呢，是我自己都看不到的。
All those hidden sins, we can't even know, see them or know them.
啊，既然我看不到，我就要求神帮我看呐。
If we don't know if they exist, then we have to ask God to help us and search for us.
所以我们在祷告里面要将这样的内容放在祷告里啊。
So that's why we have to put this request in our prayer.
今天有神的灵在我们心里面检查我们的错误的时候，我们就比较容易改了。
So if the Holy Spirit can search us and to dig out our anxieties and wicked ways, then we'll be able to change.
今天我们在信仰生活上面为什么一直打圈圈，一直好像比较坏的循环 ，bad circle 哈。一直在循环同样的事情。
So how in our journey of faith, how can we are going around and around in a cycle?
因为我们自己都不知道自己心里面恶行是什么，我们自己有时候都不清楚的。
It's because we don't even know where our sins are, where our wicked ways are.
所以要靠神的检查，把它挖出来，把它照出来，才知道啊，原来是黑的。
And only through God's examination, then He can dig out the wickedness in us.
没有神的话检查哦，其实我们都不知啦。
Without the words of God examining us or searching, we wouldn't able to see them.
哦，今天我们常常拿世界上的道理哈，世界上的话来看自己哈，你会看不清楚自己到底是对还是错的。
Today we often use the concept and the standard of the world to cross-examine us.
只有靠着神的话来检查，才会知道对跟错。
But that doesn't reflect the true right and wrong. Only the word of God can put a standard on us.
所以今天我们真的要效法诗人哈。
So that's why today we have to imitate the psalmist.
求神检查我，知道我的心思，知道我的意念，让我知道说里面有没有错误啊。
And ask God to search us, examine us, to know our heart and see if there's any wicked way in us.
目的在哪里
？What's the purpose of this？
再回到139篇二十四节。
In verse 24.
好，最后那一段引导我走永生的道路。
And the purpose of this is to lead us in the way everlasting.
告诉我们非常的清楚哈，神这样子要我们要求神检查我们，就是为了要引导我们走上永生的道路。
So we ask God to search us, and the whole purpose is to have God leading our way to everlasting.
所以这样子哈，让我们在一生的生活、一生的信仰生活当中呢，我们能够走上。永生的道路。
So that our journey of faith will eventually lead to everlasting.
好，我们的信仰到最后的目标哈，就只有这一个而已。
And our faith, the very last goal and the only goal is this.
对，今天我们遵守神的道理，今天我们祈求神，今天我们经历了许多的在信仰上的困难、病痛，其实完成唯一的目的就是要通往永生的道路啊。
And today we follow the word of God and we have encountered many difficulties and sufferings. At the end of the day, we just want to get to the way to everlasting.
对，这是我们唯一目的。
And this is our only goal.
当我们这样把这样唯一目的抓紧了之后，旁边发生的事情呢，就不太会再去干扰我们。
And if we're able to recognize this goal, then everything around us or on the side will not But not distract us.
我们求神将他的话语好好的放在我们心里面。
And we ask God to help us to put His words in our hearts.
当我们身体遇到病痛的时候，是的，我们跪下来求神，看看我是不是得罪神了。
And when we become sick, we have to ask God and pray to God and forgive our sins.
在我们遇到困难的时候，我们求神让我们知道，主啊，在我面前的这个困难，你的旨意在哪里？
And when we encounter difficulties, then we have to ask God, what is God's will in this sufferings and difficulties?
再来，我们求神检查我们心里面每一个心思意念。
And lastly, we ask God to search us and examine us to know our hearts.
最后，引导我们走上永生的道路。
So that it will lead us to the way of everlasting.
好，跟大家一起来分享这些，我们不是要把祷告把它分类哈，绝对不是这个意思，大家不要误会。
And this sharing is not to categorize prayers.
对，神不能分类的哈， 神绝对不是让我们这样来分类的，不是的。
God wouldn't allow us to categorize anything.
神是全能的神，是无所不在的神。神的大能不是我们可以去这样分类测量，绝对不是这个意思哈。
And God is everywhere, and He is able to do anything. So there's no way to categorize Him.
我们今天仅仅是用诗篇作者，好，用一个人的方式，用人的方向去看，说在诗篇当中，我们怎么样？我们如何来学习到诗篇作者的祷告生活
？But today we mainly study the psalmist and the way of prayer.
作为我们大家互相的勉励
，so that we can be mutually encouraged.
好，我们一起来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
我们唱诗第405首。
Hymn 405.